Praise God. Praise the Lord. Don't stop. Praise God. Give Him glory. Praise God. Keep praising. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and give God some glory in the house today. Because you get to praise God. Because He's awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because He's worthy. Give Him glory. Hallelujah. Because nobody knows your situation like you do. So give God some glory in the house this morning. Praise God, because He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Give Him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'm just so honored this morning. Just so honored to be here this morning. Because I know it wasn't because of the goodness that I've done, but because of God's mercy and His grace that we're here this morning. Hallelujah. You know, somebody didn't make it this morning. Somebody going through some sickness this morning, but God allowed us to be here this morning. So that's enough to give God some glory in the house this morning. So praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so honored this morning. And I give Him glory this morning. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thanks to my pastor and husband for the introduction this morning. And I'm so grateful to Pastor Graham. She's about to be my twin, y'all. She's about to know me. She's about to know me. So I'm honored to Minister Banks and Minister Wilson. And all the ministers in the house, yeah. Praise be to our God. Yeah. We serve an awesome God. And to all the women of Ruth, yes, raising up true helpers. Yeah. That's what Ruth stands for. Woo! That's what we're using it for, raising up true helpers. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And to all of you, I see some co-workers out there. I told them I'll be speaking, and I'm glad to see you here this morning. Praise Thanks. God. Praise God. Thanks to all of you. Praise God. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Father God, we come this morning, Lord, with bowed heads and humble hearts. God, as we acknowledge you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Lord, we just lift you up this morning, God, because you are Lord and Savior of our lives. God, you are omnipotent, God. You're omnipresent. God, you know all, you see all. So God, this morning, we ask this, you visit us this morning. Visit us, Holy Spirit, just have your way in this place this morning, God. We desire you this morning, God. We desire you. Lord, we know it's Christmas time, and we know that our hearts are full with joy of giving. But God, we just desire you this morning. Just have your way in this place, Holy Spirit. God, we'd be so careful to give you all the honor and the glory. Lord, let the people not look at me, but that let them see all of you this morning, God. Lord, let your word come forth, Lord. It's your word that's important, God. It's your word, God, that will save us, deliver us, and set us free. So, God, we invite the presence of your Holy Spirit just to come in this morning. Rest, rule, and abide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'd just like to say good morning to everybody again. Hallelujah. You know, I understand why preachers say, you know, I won't be before you long. So y'all bear with me so y'all can get it. Because if y'all don't get it, y'all got to come back and look at the video. So I'm just going to do what the Lord said to, and then I'm going to be out of the way. I'm going to be out of the way. So I just give God glory and praise today. My scripture this morning, and I'll be coming from the New King James Version. And my scripture, we're just going to use one scripture this morning. And my scripture is coming out of Luke. And it's Luke, the first chapter of Luke. And we're just going to look at verse 46. If you have it, would you stand? And the scripture said, and Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. And since this is Christmas time, this is a time of giving gifts. This is a season of giving gifts, and not only giving gifts, but receiving gifts. So my topic this morning is going to be the gift that God has for you, or the gift that God already gave you.
All right.
See, some of us hadn't accepted it yet, but God's got a gift for you this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Come on now.
So I'm going to talk about gifts a little bit since it's Christmas time. And one thing about Christmas time, I don't know about you, before I love the Christmas season, the Christmas holidays, because it does make everybody heart full of joy. People have a spirit of giving. And people are more nicer to each other during Christmas time. Have you noticed that? People just have a feeling of giving in their hearts, and they're so nice. And, Thanksgiving night, it used to be where you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait. You're going to go to those Black Friday shopping deals just so you can pick out your Christmas gifts. And, sometimes people start in January, and there's some people that's already finished their shopping. There's some people already know what they're going to get each other, and they already going to finish their shopping. But there's some people that wait till the very last minute. I mean, you're trying to shop on Christmas Eve. You're trying to wait to that last markdown on them prices. You're trying to get some good deals, and they will mark them down if they still got it. You can get it, but most of the times those gifts are gone. And oftentimes when we think of getting somebody a gift, we can easily buy for our families or our close friends. When we buy for our families, we already know what they like. We know what they need. We know their favorite color. We know their jewelry, what kind of jewelry they like. So it's easy to buy for family. It's very easy because we know what everybody like, when you buy for family. But that's sometimes when you have to draw names. You're at work and people happen, they want to draw names. Yes, draw names. And I used to be so afraid about drawing names because I was so scared about getting somebody a name I didn't want. I'm just being honest. I mean, I look at them, I say, I think I want that name. And I try to put that name back. Sometimes I try to get my own name. get my own name. They said, you got your own name? Nope, but sometimes I do have my own name and I have to feel guilty about it. I said, well, let me put it back. So I'll put my own name back, or I'll try to get my sister's name because I know what to get. But, when you don't know what to get somebody, sometimes you, what you do, you search around, you say, well, I don't know what they're like. I don't know what to get them. So you begin to look at them to see what they got on and what colors they wear and what kind of jewelry they have on. And you be trying to figure that thing out, what somebody like. You don't know nothing about them. Amen. But I'm so grateful that God knows me.
Amen.
I'm so grateful that God ain't got to draw a name from a hat to figure out who I am. I'm so glad that my God don't have to do that because He already knows me. He already knows me. So I thank God for that. But it's the best of fun of Christmas shopping, it's looking for gifts, and sometimes it can bring joy, and sometimes it can bring frustration. Sometimes we get frustrated, but we're saying, I just go online and find something, or I just give them money. And money is good too, money's good, but money's not really a gift. It's not really a gift because you didn't take the time to go prepare and find, something for that person. So just receive the gift that God has got for you. A lot of us is still, those gifts are still not received yet. They're still not received yet. And what about the people that try to re-gift? Have you ever tried to re-get something? You get something, you're not sure about it, you don't really like it. You say, it's all right, you know. And then you think, well, I'll just give it to somebody else. I'll just give it to somebody else. I'll just put a different in a different bag, or I'll rewrap it. And I'll just give that gift to somebody else because I don't really need it, you know. But if it's something you really like, you'll have about 10 of them and you'll still keep them. But those gifts that you're not sure about, you don't really like, you would regret that gift, but I thank God that he don't regret gifts. I thank God that he never regret me, that everything he give me is new. You know, everything that my God give me is new, and I thank God that he don't regret gifts. And what about them gifts that when you buy somebody a gift, and you excited about the gift, and you're ready for them to open the gift, and they just hold the gift and say, I'll look at it later. And you be saying, no, go ahead and open the gift. Go ahead and open it. And then they halfway open the gift. They halfway open that gift and they begin to peep in that gift. But you have to even tell them, well, there's something else in the gift.
Amen.
You know, so you they don't really want the gift.
Yeah.
You know, they're not interested in the gift. They just kind of peep on the gift. But I thank God. I thank my God that he just gonna peep in the gift. Because he tells me there's everything I need in the gift that he gives me. It's everything in there that I need, God is going to give it to me. So I'm excited about the gifts that God has given me. I remember when our kids was younger, and y'all might do this too, and my kids used to be so excited. They can't wait. You know, kids get up early on Christmas. They won't get up early no other time. But Christmas morning, oh, they can't sleep. They up real early. And my kids used to get up so early, and they can't wait. But before we open a gift, we would form a circle, and we begin to pray.
That's all right.
And we begin to thank God for allowing us to be here that morning, Christmas morning, and we was teaching our kids how to give thanks first before they begin to open those gifts. And I remember after we prayed and after we said it was okay for them to open their gifts, they would run to the stockings, the Christmas stockings, because people don't only do Christmas stockings no more. They do it for decoration. But we used to fill those Christmas stockings with gifts. And after my kids will go through the Christmas stockings, and after they leave the Christmas stockings, then they go run and get their gifts under the tree. They'll be so excited. And after they finish getting their gifts under the Christmas tree, I remember my husband, he looked at me one time and he said, you gonna get your gift out of the stocking? Did you look in your stocking? That's what he said. Did you look in your stocking?
I'm on with it. Yeah.
But he don't know I done felt that stocking. Wasn't in that stocking. I didn't see nothing in the stocking. I didn't feel nothing in the stocking. But he said, did you look in the stocking? Did you get your gift? And I said, well, okay. I played it off like, okay, I'm going to look in the stocking to see what's in there. But when I went to the stocking and looked in there, there was a note in the stocking.
Amen.
And there were some instructions that came.
All right.
You know, sometimes God gives us instructions. Yeah. And you got to follow the instructions to get the gift. You know? But there were some instructions in the stocking. So I got the stocking and it says, go to this place and you find your gift. And I went to that place to look for my gift. And when I got there, there was another note. And I said, Lord, have mercy. He done put some time in this thing. So by the time I got to about the fifth note, I said, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. I don't want it. I'm not going to spend my whole Christmas morning running all over the house looking for my gift. And he know how excited I be when I get my gift. Thank you, Jesus. So, but y'all, I looked all over the house for my gift, and when I came to the last note. But first of all, he was videoing this, and he was laughing at me, and he was saying, now, come on now, you gonna give up now? Oh, you gonna give up now? But you know, that's just like us. Sometimes in the middle of it, when God said, I got it for you, we're ready to give up. We're ready to say, Lord, I don't want it. I can't do it. It's too hard. But you know, after that last note, that was my gift, y'all. And there was diamonds that year. There was some diamonds in here. See, if I had a gay club in the middle of it, I wouldn't have got my gift. But I want you to know God got greater stuff for us. Greater gifts for us. But you know, sometimes it calls us to search. We got to search for those gifts. You know, we can't just sit down. We got to search for those gifts.
Come on, God.
The point is, we have no problem in finding physical gifts. You know, I can buy you. I can look for stuff, and I can do this, and I can do that. You know, it's the spiritual gifts that we struggle with. It's the spiritual gifts that we struggle with. You know, God has a gift for you. God already gave somebody a gift. But it's the spiritual gifts that we struggle with.
All right.
See, I'm talking to the Christians. I'm talking to the ones that said, Lord, I'll go send me. Lord, if you don't send, if nobody else goes, send me, Lord. Lord, I'll do what you ask me to do. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. Send me, Lord. I'm talking to those that have the spiritual gifts that still sit on their gifts. They're still sitting on their gifts. When we go to Matthew chapter 7:7, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing,
come on with you.
See, I didn't know, and I'm talking about me now. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Because I was so busy looking at somebody else, and I said, boy, they do it so good. I can't do it like they do it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
God don't require us to do it like somebody else.
Yeah.
He don't want us to do it like somebody else because you're different.
Yeah.
God made you you. So I thank God this morning. But when I went to the scripture, it says, if we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, the Lord said, ask, and it will be given to you. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find it. Knock, and the doors will be open for you. And you know, if it don't happen that time, do it again. Ask again, and be real. Seek again, and be real. Knock again, and be real, and see God will give it to you. He will give it to you. Praise God. And John 14:16, this is what got me when I was reading and I was studying. And I went to the 14:16 chapter. Y'all can just write these scriptures down because I'm going to be moving kind of fast.
All right.
But he said, the Lord said, you did not choose me.
That's right.
He said, but I chose you. He said, I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Now, what are we talking about bearing fruit? In order to bear fruit, he mean that this is kingdom building, y'all. So we got to go tell somebody else and then get somebody else and get somebody else. He said that you go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
It's all right.
He will give it to you. See, you know, we think sometimes we do things on our own.
Come on,
we don't do nothing on our own. Everything is through by God. It's by God. I was telling my father the other day, my dad, I said, you know what? Don't nothing happen by coincidence. Don't nothing happen by coincidence. God's got a plan and a purpose for us. You know, so we got to use the gift that God has for us and the gift that God gave us. You know, we got to use those gifts. I'm picking on my husband today because, you know, he used to be him talking about me. So this time, let's speak. So praise God.
Amen.
You know, when Pastor started out in his ministry, you know, he was an associate minister at his home church, Christ Place Church. And he was beginning to learn and hear from God and accept his calling. But see, I didn't understand that. You know, I knew what he was doing, and I thought it was about, I didn't know it was about relationship. I thought it was about religion.
Yes.
You know, but when you learn it's not about just religion. It's about relationship. That's a difference.
That's a major difference.
So when he was studying and he was seeking God and stuff, and and while he was doing all that, I was watching him. What are you doing?
Amen.
What are you doing? Amen. He just was so busy, and I remember at the time, you know, he was getting a lot of phone calls and that was calling him. He was getting a lot of invitations, and he went through a couple of conventions and stuff, and You know, instead of my eyes was on Jesus, my eyes were watching him. What is he doing? And the reason I was doing that, because see, we had our small kids, our kids were younger, and I was thinking, Lord, he need to be helping me with the kids. He need to be helping me. You know, Timothy was, he was about 3 or 4 years old, and I'm thinking, Lord, you know, I need some help here. And Tim was busy. He had started school and going to school twice in a week, and he was working as well, and he was very busy. And I remember just asking the Lord, I said, Lord, and talking to the Lord, and you know, God will hear you, because he know your heart, and he hear everything you say, even those negative things, God hear the things that you say, you know. So I was saying to some, you know, Lord, look like he can stay home sometime. And I got to the place, y'all, and I have to admit this, so I'm hitting somebody out there. I wasn't going to cook, because I ain't going to cook. He won't have nothing to eat. Where is he going? He'll just have to cook. I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to cook. You know, my eyes was on him. My eyes wasn't on Jesus. And I remember, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, why is it that he get to go all the time? Why he got to go? And I remember, y'all.
All right.
Praise God. Praise God. I remember the Lord answered me. And he answered me clearly as I'm speaking to you.
Amen.
And the Lord said, he has to go so you can grow. See, I didn't understand that response. And I know somebody didn't get it in here. But Lord said, he need to grow. He said, he need to go so I can grow. And I said, Lord, so I can grow. And he said, yes, so you can grow. So I started building my relationship with the Lord. I began to seek God, because I know if God has something for him, God got something for him. So I said, Lord, whatever you have for me, Lord. You know, one thing about gifts connect. Spiritual gifts. I'm talking about spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts connect. See, if I hadn't allowed him to go and hadn't asked God and heard from God, then I wouldn't be able to walk in my gift. I wouldn't be able to do what God called me to do. If I hadn't allowed him to say, Lord, you know, my eyes is going to be off him. Use him, Lord. Use him. Let him for your glory. Let him do what he's supposed to do. And when he do what he's supposed to do, then I can do what I need to do. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Then God began to teach me, and he began to show me the purpose of gifts. See, I'm not talking about the ordinary gifts that we get. I'm talking about the spiritual gifts that we get now. You know, earlier he was talking about how shy I was, and I was, y'all. I wouldn't even speak to nobody. I mean, I'm just that shy. You know, I couldn't really hold a conversation with you. Only the people that I knew I can talk to. And if I didn't know you, you wouldn't know get nothing out of me. I'm not going to hold no conversation with you. And don't do nothing in church. You know, I wasn't going to do anything in church. I wasn't going to stand before God's people and, I can't do that, Lord. You know, that, shoot, I can't do that. But God, to God be the glory. But I remember God gave me the purpose of gifts, the purpose of his gifts. And I went to the book of Ephesians 4 and 11 through 12. And he said he gave himself. This wasn't what nobody else gave him. It says, and he himself God gave. He himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, and some to be teachers. Some to be teachers. You know what we gotta do? We gotta keep our eyes on people and see what God is telling us. See what the Lord is speaking to us. See, if I had kept my eyes on my husband, I wouldn't have got to this place where I am now. I had to learn God and what he had for me. And I had to learn it's about the upbuilding of God's kingdom. And he taught me, he said, It's for the equipping of the saints.
Uh-huh.
And for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ.
Right. Yes.
See, we sitting on gifts and somebody else not knowing because we're sitting. But this is for the building or upbuilding of the kingdom.
Yes.
See, one thing about it, our gifts, like I said earlier, our gifts connect. Yes. When I went to verse 16, it says, from whom the whole body joined and knitted together.
Yes,
knitted together by what every joint supplies.
Yeah.
Every joint supplies. My gift waiting on your gift. Your gift waiting on my gift. This gift waiting on this gift. But everybody sitting down on their gift and nobody can move. Come on, y'all. God said every gift supplies. According to the effectual work by which every part does is share. You got to do your share, y'all. When we in Christ Jesus, we got something we got to do. It's about the upbuilding of the kingdom. It's not about coming in and sitting down and being lazy on God. It's about working. When I do the new convert class, I tell people, I said, when we get saved, and we ask God to come into our lives.
Yeah.
You know, that's when the work began.
Amen.
That's when it began. We don't just come in to sit, but that's when the work began. And the Lord said, every joint supplies and every part does its share. And what it does, it causes growth of the body.
Yes.
The body began to grow. Everybody began to get connected. Everybody began to grow.
Yeah.
You know what? And I know that this is the people is out because of COVID.
Woo!
And I'm not judging anybody because that's their choice, what you want to do.
Amen.
But the scripture never tells us not to assemble ourselves together.
Amen.
And he never said, I want you to stop doing this time coming together, praising me. And I know that this is just a building, but y'all, when we come together, we're strengthened. We come together, with us, we kind of for fellowship and for encouragement. We are lifted up, we are encouraged when we come together. So we got to come together. We're careful. We're careful when we come together. We put our mask on. And we're careful, but we got to come together. Sometimes we got to come together. Praise God. And see, every gift is important. Because there's some people out there you can reach that I can't reach. There's some people out there that I can reach that you can't reach. So we got to come together. But you know, we serve a loving God that he have given us every gift, every spiritual gift. He have given us every spiritual gift. If you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, you got to ask God.
Yeah.
We got to ask God because he give us the gift, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. And then he giveth us those motivational gifts.
Boy.
Some people can prophesy.
Yes.
We serve it in teaching, exhortation.
Yes.
We give. There's gift of giving.
Yes.
There's also motivating gifts of gift of healing. And God giving us the gift of words of wisdom.
Yes.
You know, we look for those words of wisdom. You know, sometimes when you're going through, you just need somebody to speak in your mouth. You know, or give you a smile. Or just say, God loves you. You know, or you know, you're beautiful. Just say something. And you know, when we accept Christ Jesus as our Savior, we are beautiful in his sight. Because when he look at us, he see himself. Oh, praise be to God. He see himself when he look at us. So seek God and receive the gift that God has for us.
All right.
This morning, our scripture is one verse. And it says that Mary said, my soul.
Come on.
My soul.
Magnifies the Lord.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we can look at Mary's gift. We say, but Mary got Jesus. She got the ultimate gift.
Yeah.
But we need to look at what God has given us.
Yeah.
We need to look at the gift that God has given us. Yeah, Mary's gift was a song of praise. Mary began to sing. Mary began to praise. Mary began to walk around. I'm sure that Mary began to walk around and say, Lord, I thank you. And one thing about Mary didn't look at her circumstance. She didn't say, but I'm not married. You know, Mary didn't look at that. Look at that. She said, but I'm not married. You know, Mary began to say praise, and she even said, Lord, be it unto me. She told the angel, said, Lord, put this thing that you're saying to me, Lord, let it be so. Somebody need to be jumping up and shouting and saying, Lord, let it be so. Whatever you have for me, Lord, let it be so. Praise God. Praise God. Mary had a song in her. Mary had a song in her. She began to sing. You know, and I'm sure Mary said, Lord, I bless your name, Jesus, because you're an awesome God, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for thinking of me, God. It wasn't because of my stature or my position, Lord. It wasn't because of the things that I've done, Lord. But because I love you and you love me, God. That's why, God, I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for healing me, for delivering me. Mary had a song. You know, she had a song of praise, and we should have a song of praise in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know one thing about Mary?
No.
One thing about Mary, Mary understood that the gift that she received, receiving, wasn't of a natural thing.
Oh, right.
And you know, the gift that we receive, it's not natural.
Right.
It's not natural. But you know what? We done learned so much about the supernatural. But when we think of the supernatural, we think of, ooh, ghosts and stuff. You know, we get scared. We get afraid that we can't even go there. We can't even go there because we think of the ghosts and the spooks and the stuff. We don't celebrate Halloween so much when we was younger, when we had no idea what we were doing, that we done got scared. That was a trick from the enemy. We done got scared that when we begin to think about the supernatural things, because God said we must worship him in spirit and truth. And God is waiting for the true worshipers to come. He's waiting for the ones that just don't come and fall and say, Lord, I worship you. He's waiting for the true worshipers, the ones that's not afraid of the supernatural things. Because we know that God is a spirit. We can't see him, but we can feel his presence. We know when he comes, and when he comes with power. He comes with demonstration of power. And he comes to bless you. He comes to heal you. He comes to deliver you. But you know, we're so afraid. We're so afraid. But you know what? God didn't give us that spirit of fear. That comes from the enemy. So we have to know who God is. We got to know who he is. And most of all, we got to have a relationship with him. Mary received her gift. Mary received her gift. Are you receiving your gift this morning? Are you receiving the gift that God has for you this morning? You know, God already done told somebody what they need to be doing. God already done told somebody. You know, and Pastor Wilson said it last week. He said, God won't go again until you do the first thing that God said do. So God won't hear from him again until you do what he gave you the first time. And some of you still saying, Lord, you sure you want me to do that? God, well, give me a sign, Lord. Give me a sign, Lord. Lord, are you sure you want me to go there, God? You sure you want me to do it? And God is, he ain't gonna speak to you again until you do it. Until you do it. And when you do it, then God begin to bless you. He begin to give you some things, you know. Praise God. But you know, the first gift that God has given us, he's given us his son, Jesus. He said, accept him as Lord and Savior of your life. Praise God. And after you accept him, you get the gift of salvation. Praise God. That you can be with God. He done cleanse you from your sins. But y'all know it's work. It's work. You got to keep on doing it. But then God is so good because he gave us his Holy Spirit. Praise God. When you don't know what you need to be doing, just say, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me, God. Lead and guide me and show me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gave us his Holy Spirit. God has given us so many gifts, y'all. He gave us the gift of authority. We can speak over our lives. We can say in the name of Jesus, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free in Jesus. But you know, sometimes we got to be careful what we say, Because in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So when you're speaking good things, good things gonna come.
Yes, right.
But when you speaking negative things,
amen.
Negative things gonna come. So amen. Be careful. That's why you said, Holy Spirit, show me, teach me, and guide me what I need to be doing. Praise God. Praise God. And when you get all them gifts in you, but you know it's about spending time with the Lord.
Yes.
You got to make time for Jesus. You got to get in your quiet time and spend time with the Lord. That's how you're going to know what you're supposed to be doing. That's how you're going to get a relationship with him. That's how you're going to connect with the Father. It's to spend time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when you have those gifts, Proverbs 18 and 16 said, a man's gift make room for him and bring him before great men. Praise God. You know when Mary found out that she was pregnant with Jesus, that she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Y'all know the story. If y'all don't know the Christmas story, read the Christmas story. But she went to visit Elizabeth. And as Mary entered the house, all Mary had to do was say hello. And when Mary said hello, the baby that was in Elizabeth's womb leaped up. See, God will bring you before great people. God will show himself. You are, sometimes you ain't even going to say nothing. And people know who you are. Because God gave the Spirit the gift of this discernment. People know who you are. You can fool them. You think you fooling somebody. You think you fooling somebody. You ain't fooling nobody. You ain't fooling nobody. Because God will give us that gift, that spirit of discernment. And people begin to know you. You might act like you know. But God, the one thing about the Holy Spirit, he will tell him, it will teach you. He will teach you. And sometimes he will tell you, don't go that way.
Amen.
Don't do that.
Yes,
be careful of them.
Yes,
you know, but here, we got to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. What he's saying. What he's saying. You know what he's saying. What he's saying. God is he's speaking to us right now. What he's saying. What he's saying. But you know what? Don't sit on your gift. Don't sit on your gift. You know what? I have to be honest with you because I'd have never been standing here if it wasn't for God. I'd have never been standing in this place if it wasn't for him. But I said, Lord, use me. Use me. But you know about those people that judge you, they say, well, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised you stand there. And they want to bring up your past. I remember when you used to hit the club. I remember when you used to be nothing. I remember how you used to be. But praise God that I'm different now. Praise God that he changed me. Praise God I'm not the same anymore. Hallelujah. I give him glory. I give him glory and praise. I give him glory and praise. Hallelujah. When I look at 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 6 and 7, see, if you don't know who you are, you know, Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up that gift that's in you. And who can stir it up is the Holy Spirit said, Lord, stir it up in me. Lord, if you want me to move, stir it up in me. Stir it up in me, Lord, so I can do what you would have me to do. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7, it says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying of hands. Sometimes put your hand on your own self. Put your hand on your own self and say, Lord, stir up what's in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you ain't got to wait for somebody to tell you to move. You ain't got to wait for somebody to tell you to move. You know what God is speaking to you. You know what God is saying to you. You know deep down in what God is saying. Because, you know, when you wait on people to tell you what God is wanting you to do, and people get a little jealous of you, and they say, no, you didn't hear what that. You didn't really hear that. Or they'll change it for you. God didn't tell you to do that. He wants you to do this. You know, that's why it's so best. It's best for you to know and have a relationship yourself. It's best to have a relationship yourself. So that way you would know what God is saying to you. So you would know. You know, it's Christmas time and, you know, and everybody got joy in their heart. But you know, the first gift that we need to receive is Jesus Christ, his Savior and Lord. You don't know him as Savior and Lord. You need to receive him as Savior and Lord of your life. Jeremiah 29 and 11, this is one of Pastor Graham's favorite scriptures. The Lord said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. God knows the thoughts, says
that's
the Lord.
Right, that's right.
He has thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Yeah.
You know, that's what God, he loves us so young.
Yeah.
He loves us that when he look at us, when he look at us, he said, that's my children.
Yeah. Praise God.
That's what I'm always saying, you know, we are all God's people, but we're not all God's children.
Amen.
You know, so we got to accept him as Christ over our lives. We got to accept him as Lord and Savior over our lives. Because you're not his children if you don't accept him as Lord and Savior over your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, just like my natural father, you know, I can call him daddy.
Yeah.
But if you not, if he ain't your daddy, don't be calling my daddy daddy. You know what I'm saying? You know, if he ain't your daddy, don't call him daddy. I'll get mad about that thing. You know, it's your daddy. You know, but when we know who our daddy is, we can call him daddy. We can call him daddy God. We can call him daddy God. And when he look at us, he see this gift. This is what we look like to him since it's Christmas time. We become his gift. We become his present. You know, he got so much to give us. He loved us. You know, and so when he look at us, that's what he sees. He said, that's my gift. You know, people always say, well, you know, they want you to jump hoops and run around and do all kind of things. But all God requires us to do is to love him, to believe on him, to accept him as Lord and Savior over our lives, you know, and he will do the rest. He gave us his Holy Spirit. So if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing and you still sitting, you need to ask God, Lord, what I need to be doing right now? What I need to be doing for the kingdom right now? Lord, I got a gift in me. You got a gift in me. You know, Oprah used to come on and she said, you get a gift and you get a gift and you get a gift. But God's been saying that I got gifts for you. I got gifts for you. Receive my gifts. Receive what I have for you. Hallelujah. When he look at me, I want him to look and see this gift and say, honey, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You my daughter. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
When he look at me, that's what I wanted to see.
Thank
I wanted to see that. There go my baby. There go my daughter. There go my son. There go my child. When he look at me, that's what I wanted to see. But you know what? I'm going to do what he called me to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be who he wants me to be. So when I look at him, I say, that's my daddy.
Yeah.
That's my daddy. That's my daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank y'all this morning.